You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 339. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you amazing human. Happy February if you're over here in Australia, and happy almost February if you live elsewhere. I absolutely adore February. Why, you ask? Because it is my birthday month. Fun fact, my birthday is actually on Valentine's Day, and I just simply love hearts. I love love, and I love everything in between. But I will stop talking about Valentine's Day, my birthday, and love, and I will move on to talking about the topic at hand today, which is the power of focus. Why you don't need more offers. Now, it's easy to fall into the trap of constantly adding more offers, products, or services to your business, hoping that quantity will lead to success. But what if I told you that sometimes less is more? In fact, that seems to be the case more often than not. And that today I'm going to dive into the benefits of focusing on quality over quantity in your business. Now, to kick things off, let's talk about the offer overload dilemma. Many businesses that come to me believe that having an extensive catalog of products and services is key to attracting a wide range of audience and increasing their overall revenue. However, once I start working with these amazing humans, I let them know really quickly that this approach of having a million offers leads to confusion, dilution of your brand, and more times than not, overwhelming your customers. So if more offers isn't the answer you're asking, Angela, what is? And my answer to you is quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. It's that simple principle that holds significant value when it comes to creating offers for your business. This notion also emphasizes the idea that having a smaller number of high quality offers or products is more effective and rewarding than inundating your business with a multitude of just mediocre ones. Here's an explanation of why I believe this principle is essential. One, customer satisfaction. Quality offers are designed to meet the specific needs and desires of your target audience. When you prioritize quality, you can focus on delivering exceptional value, which in turn leads to higher customer satisfaction. And happy customers are more likely to become repeat buyers and brand advocates for you. Another one that the reason why I strongly believe over quality versus quantity is brand reputation. You see, a business known for its quality offerings builds a strong and positive brand reputation. Customers and clients trust that your products or services will constantly meet or exceed their expectations. This trust can lead to long-term relationships and a strong brand presence within your specific industry. Another reason why quality over quantity is so important is the reduced overheads. Maintaining a vast array of offers can be costly, super, super costly in terms of inventory management, marketing expenses, operational complexity by setting up funnels, etc. By simply concentrating on a select few of high quality offerings, you can streamline your operations, reduce overhead costs, and potentially increase your profit margins. Now, another reason why I believe over quality over quantity is targeted marketing. When you have a limited number of high quality offers, your marketing efforts become more focused and efficient. You can tailor your messaging, targeting, and advertising campaigns to better connect with your ideal clients, increasing the likelihood of conversion. Now, scalability. This is another big one when it comes to quality versus quantity. Well, it may seem counterintuitive, I know, a focus on quality can facilitate scalability. When you have a proven track record of delivering excellence, it becomes easier to expand your business, introducing new products or services, and maintaining a loyal customer base as you grow. I really, really, really believe that simplicity scales, and I'll talk further more about this later on. Now, an example of when quality versus quantity came into play was one of my clients came to me when COVID was happening and everyone was creating like 900 different offers on any given week because they were coming from scarcity and just freak out mode. But a client of mine, Tracy, came to me and she said, "Ange, I want to create something awesome. I don't know what to do. These are the tools and resources I have." And so we looked at what her audience was needing. She's an artist. They were obviously bored shitless because of COVID. So we created one product to help her clients during this time. And this one product made $714,000 in just 4 months and went on to make close to $1.5 million in that year. One product, quality versus quantity. Another example of quality versus quantity is a good friend of mine, Denise Duffield Thomas. I just love her. She's amazing. She has this brilliant program called Money Bootcamp. And for years, this was the only offer she had. She would say to me, "Ange, all roads lead to Money Bootcamp." Her team knew it was launching 2 times a year. They kept things super simple. And she's made millions upon millions and millions of doing it this way. And it was only last year she introduced a new product and launched it. But even now, she has 2 main offers. So again, simplicity scales. I too have a really lean product suite. I've got RevShare, one-on-one, 2 masterminds, and my retreats. These products are constantly selling, but these products also allow for my clients to move through and work with me as they go through startup, growth, and scale stage, which means I'm not having to work as hard to keep finding new clients. So you might be saying, "Ange, well, I've got 1 million products and offers. I don't even know where to begin. How do I identify and eliminate underperforming offers?" Well, here are 5 simple steps that I use with my clients to help them identify and eliminate underperforming offers. 1, review your sales data. Analyze your sales data to identify which offers are not meeting revenue or profit expectations. Look for trends such as declining sales over time or constantly low sales volumes. This driven data approach can quickly pinpoint underperforming offers. Also, the 2nd step that I ask people to do is customer feedback. Pay close attention to customer feedback, reviews, complaints, compliments about your offers. Customers are like, they give you clues all the time and they will provide valuable insights into what's working and what's not. Now, the 3rd thing that I ask my clients to do is look at the cost-benefit analysis. Conduct a cost-benefit analysis for each of your offers. Compare the costs associated with producing, marketing, and maintaining the offer to the revenue that it's generating. If the costs are significantly outweighing the benefits, it may be time to consider eliminating the offer. This 4th step that I ask businesses to consider is set clear criteria. Establish clear criteria for identifying underperforming offers. This criteria may include minimum sales targets, profit margin thresholds, or dissatisfaction ratings. Having predefined benchmarks makes the evaluation process more objective. And lastly, I ask clients to go through the step of customer segmentation. Segment your customer base to understand which customer groups are most interested in your offers. This segmentation can help you to determine if certain offers are better suited to specific target audiences. If an offer constantly appeals to a smaller, less profitable segment, it may be worth reconsidering. So by implementing these 5 simple steps, businesses such as yours can effectively and efficiently identify underperforming offers and make informed decisions on whether to eliminate, improve, or replace them. This is something that businesses don't do. They don't look at things, they don't review things, and they just keep doing more. But more often than not, you already have what you need in front of you. So regularly reviewing and optimizing your product or service portfolio is essential for maintaining business success and profitability. I also want to add this very important point that sometimes, especially if you're just starting off in business and you have 1 to 3 offers and you feel none of them are really selling, and you think, "I need to get rid of all these and start over," I want you to stop there, because most of the time, if you've sold some of these programs and clients are raving about what you gave them, it can actually not mean that you need to get rid of them, but rather you simply need more people, right, at top of funnel, aka seeing your product, in order for them to purchase. So as you go through these five steps, also ask yourself, have I been in business a short amount of time? The offers I have, not a lot of people have seen them. One of the things you can go and look is look at how many people hit your sales page, understand how many people converted, and remember that if you're online space, it's typically 1-2%. I see this all the time. Women are wanting to like blow things up. But I say, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's look at your lead magnet data. How many people are landing there? Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's look at your sales page. And again, we find out that actually they're doing better than average. But because they don't see the numbers, right, that then what happens is they start to get deflated and they think they need to go do more. So I want you to be mindful of that as you're reviewing your offers and products. All right. And I won't go too much deeper into like top of funnel, aka people seeing your product and visibility and marketing, because that could be a whole nother podcast episode, my friend. Now, I hope that this episode has got you thinking about your current offers and products. I hope that this has equally encouraged you to go back and look at the data and to get curious and then to decide what will you keep, what will you let go of, what will you potentially enhance and optimize, and simply start to own this space. If you continue to keep coming up with, I need to do more, I need to do more, I need to hustle, less isn't going to get me there, then I'd also equally encourage you that you got some mindset work to do, my friend. And you might want to work with a hypnotherapist, healer, someone like that, because again, it doesn't matter what I say in this episode, you'll continue to reproduce more and more and more. You'll get rid of things and then reproduce more and more because you have limiting beliefs around doing less. So also be mindful about your mindset and how this plays into the offers that you keep, let go of, and optimize. If you're needing help with your offers, if you're needing help with your value ladder, if you're needing help with how to make things efficient and easy and light in your business without doing more, then I encourage you to head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, and explore the various ways that I might be able to support you in your business, either through my masterminds, my retreats, my rev share, my one-on-one, my short courses, etc. Now have a beautiful day, my friend, no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you tuning in again for another amazing episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.